For the past year, the former community hospital has stood atop Sinead Hill empty and unused. During that time, a subcommittee of county supervisors has been working with staff to create an overview of what might be done with the hospital site and a large chunk of the surrounding lands that is also owned by the county. Supervisor Shirley Zane was half of that ad hoc committee.
The proposal is going to ask for some mixed use, which would include housing at various levels, so market rate housing as well as affordable housing, because we know that we need workforce housing, we need youth housing, we know we need senior housing, all that's affordable for the people who live here. We want it to fit the neighborhood and be compatible. We want to look at how we're going to create a park with some of that open space land along the creek there, and we want to really create a legacy project that's going to benefit all of us.
Redeveloping the Sinead campus could also trigger a consolidation of the county's social services offices. That vision could be realized through a detailed 28-page request for development proposals that the full board approved unanimously. It calls for a comprehensive master plan to be prepared with extensive community input through a process expected to begin about a year from now, when the master developer partner has been selected. But the process will be complicated somewhat by the fact that the actual redevelopment of the county's site must be approved and permitted by the city of Santa Rosa, noted Supervisor David Rabbit.
In this case, we're entering into a development agreement with the developer, and then the city of Santa Rosa is having the ultimate entitlement piece. And it just creates a little bit of a complexity, and I think that we just need to watch to make sure that what we sign is not going to then have to be amended down the track. And then once you start amending a contract, you know, you could lose your leverage in terms of trying to achieve what you want to achieve.
Still to be answered through the RFP review process is the question of whether the 117 acres of county land will be sold to the developer or retained with a long-term lease. Either way, the county hopes to gain as much as $15 million from the deal. And that, says Homeless Action co-founder Adrian Lauby, has foreclosed full consideration of greater use of the land for sheltering the homeless and building very low-income housing.
They have a basic conflict. They want to get $15 million out of this property in order to build buildings at Sinead. They cannot really do that and serve the needs of the homeless and the poor.
Lauby and others renewed calls to use the shuttered hospital or other empty buildings there as temporary shelter for some of the county's 2,000 homeless. That's something that Zane and her colleagues insist is just not possible.
We did a lot of assessment on the hospital and whether or not we could use it short term for housing the homeless. And it turned out that the heating and air system was pretty much shot, the boiler. Remember that that hospital was built back in the 1930s. And therefore, we really couldn't use it to temporarily house the homeless, because that was one of our first questions.
Lauby, however, remains unconvinced.
I think that the supervisors would like to do something good here, if they could see a way. And I think public pressure has to be brought to bear to tell them that the priority to build new administration buildings is not as high as housing people who are sleeping outside every night. There are solutions to this, but they need to have their minds open a little bit wider.
Bids in response to the RFP are due back to the board by early April. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.